Hey there, welcome to 7 Minute Books, I'm Sam. Today we're talking about Nick Lane's Power, Sex, Suicide, and Sophie. This book made me completely rethink that whole powerhouse of the cell thing from high school biology.
Oh, absolutely. And hello, everyone. This book is like a detective story that rewrites the history of life on Earth. Nick Lane argues that mitochondria are not just little power plants inside our cells. They're the very reason we have complex bodies, two sexes, and even a death sentence.
Right. And he starts with this paradox. Life is constantly fighting against entropy. We need energy for every heartbeat, every thought. But for 2 billion years, life was just single cells drifting around. Then one cell swallowed another, and instead of digesting it, it kept it alive.
Exactly.
But I have to ask, why was that merger such a big deal? I mean, bacteria were doing fine for billions of years.
They were fine, but they hit a ceiling. A single bacterium can only produce energy across its outer membrane. To grow bigger and more complex, it needs more DNA, but more DNA requires more energy to maintain. It's a scaling problem. A bacterium just can't get bigger without running out of power.
So when a host cell kept that bacterium alive, it suddenly had thousands of mitochondria, each one producing energy. That's the power part of the title.
Yes. And Nick Lane points out that the inner membrane of the mitochondrion is folded into these little ridges called cristae, which massively increase the surface area for energy production. The more cristae, the more ADP you can make.
So our muscle cells are packed with mitochondria because they need lots of energy, and our brains are even more demanding. I remember reading that your brain uses like 20% of your energy.
Exactly. And that's why some cells are so vulnerable when mitochondria start failing. But here's where it gets wild. This power came with a terrible price, and that's the sex and suicide part.
Okay, so let's unpack that. How do mitochondria make us die?
Well, mitochondria have their own DNA, which is a tiny loop of genes that are essential for energy production. But it's located right next to the electron transport chain, where all those chemical reactions happen. And that process creates free radicals, which damage the DNA over time.
So the engine of life also produces the pollution that kills us. That's brutal.
It is. When a cell senses that its mitochondria are too damaged, it triggers apoptosis, which is programmed cell death, a kind of quiet cellular suicide. And the key player is a molecule called cytochrome C, which normally helps with energy production. But when it leaks out of the mitochondrion, it activates enzymes that chop up the cell from the inside.
So the same organelle that gives the cell life also holds the switch for its death. That's like a bomb with an on and off switch.
Exactly. And that leads to the sex part. Because mitochondrial DNA mutates so fast, any asexual lineage will accumulate bad mutations over time. It's called Muller's Ratchet, and there's no way to reverse it without mixing genes with another individual.
But if you mix mitochondria from two different parents, would that cause problems?
Yes, they would compete with each other inside the offspring. That's why we have two sexes in a really fundamental way. One sex, the female, passes on her mitochondria, and the other sex, the male, doesn't. Sperm are basically stripped of their mitochondria after fertilization.
So, the whole reason we have two sexes is to avoid a war between competing mitochondria? That's insane.
It is. Nick Lane says that uniparental inheritance is the deep, ancient solution to a fundamental biological problem. Sex lets the nucleus shuffle its genes, but it requires strict matrilineal inheritance of the mitochondrial genome. Power dictates our most intimate biology.
And that also explains why aging happens the way it does. The brain, the heart, the muscles all have high energy demands, so they're the first to suffer when mitochondria decline.
Exactly. Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, heart failure, they all have a mitochondrial component. And then there's cancer, which is even more interesting.
Cancer cells famously ferment glucose even when oxygen is available. I always thought that was a weird quirk.
Nick Lane argues it's a direct consequence of mitochondrial damage. When mitochondria break down, the cell is forced to rely on a more ancient, inefficient pathway for energy, which actually provides the building blocks for rapid growth. And because mitochondria are broken, they can't trigger apoptosis, so the cancer cell becomes immortal.
So the loss of power leads to the loss of death, which is what cancer is.
Yes, and he takes it even further. He's saying that our cells are not peaceful democracies. The nucleus holds the legislative power, but the mitochondria hold the economic power because they control energy.
It's like a hostage situation that turned into a mutually beneficial arrangement. But the hostage has been trapped for billions of years.
Exactly. And that's why the title is so perfect. The control of energy, which is power, directly determines the existence of sex and the inevitability of suicide at the cellular level.
Honestly, reading this book felt like learning that your house is actually built around a dormant volcano. It's always there under the floorboards, giving you heat and eventually destroying you.
That's a great way to put it. And the book gives you a whole new lens for understanding your own body. Every time you feel tired or notice those fine lines, you can think, my mitochondria are struggling.
I actually pushed back on this when I first started reading. I thought, there's no way one tiny organelle explains so much. But Nick Lane piles up evidence from so many different fields that it became hard to deny.
That's the mark of a great science book. It takes something that seems bizarre and makes it feel inevitable. And he makes you care about ancient bacteria in a way I never expected.
So what's the one thing you're taking away from this, Sam? I know we still have a few minutes. I think the biggest shift is that I used to think of my cells as these neat, harmonious machines. But now I see them as ancient battlefields where energy and entropy are fighting every second. And the mitochondrion is the bridge between them.
That's beautiful. And if you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is waiting over at 7minutebooks.com/app. They have over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So in the end, life is not a battle against entropy so much as a partnership with it, using energy to create order for a while before the mitochondria call it quits. We'll see you in the next one.